Countdown begins. Fresh.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show, Service Daily Live. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Tonight, we're going to talk about getting your life back. If you're a service plumbing business owner, I'm going to speak directly to you and how you run the business. If you're a technician, you're going to be probably in heaven when you hear what we've got to say tonight, because we're going to speak directly to your ability to serve that customer. We talk all the time on the show about serving the customer and taking care of the customer. Well, you got to have enough time to do that. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about the three rookie mistakes, literally the three rookie mistakes that are made when it comes to running the dispatch board, when it comes to scheduling, when it comes to filling the opportunity board, if you want to call it that, literally casting the ability to make money for the day, for the week, as you fill that board, how you fill that board, and what you fill that board with. We're going to talk about that tonight on this show. This is something that we need to cover. A couple nights ago, we talked about the idea of ripping your customer off by overselling, underselling, and also not knowing your numbers. And tonight we're going to talk about not knowing your schedule. So these really go hand in hand, because when you get these things down, the 1-2 punch, if you will, to making more money, this is crucial. If you're in any other industry, these things are going to relate. If you're in another industry, you work somewhere else, don't stop listening, because these things will relate. Who's watching with us tonight? Welcome to the show. We've got episode 226. That's right. Episode 226. It's crazy to think that we've done 226 episodes. You can catch the full catalog on Facebook if you scroll back through the video section of our page, and you can see all the different shows that we've done. Share the show. Let people know we've got some cool things coming out. We've sent some merchandise out. We've got more merchandise that'll probably be going out in the future. And this is for our Fresh Force, our local and avid and part of the movement listeners, those that not only are service experts. In fact, we have a service expert monster. Maybe we can get that up somewhere in the back. I know that's a little bit to ask for our producers. Maybe we can load that picture up and show you our service experts mantra, our basically our motto here, our motto for you, for me, for everyone that's a service expert. And we'll show you what that is. What's up, Randall? Gilmore says, hi, Chris. Rex Mudik, my man Rex, all the way from Southern California. Good to see you, brother, in the house. Rex in effects, he says, fresh. And we got Donnie Rogerson also catching us live tonight. Good to see you, brother, as well. Tonight we are talking about dispatching. And look, a lot of times, you know, it's human nature. It's human nature, more is more, right? Let's go do more. More, we figure out, you know, it's the idea of scaling, right? You figure out this recipe of success, you figure out how to do something, and then you just do more of that, right? That's the idea of scaling and duplication. And we were actually trying to prepare for the show. We were watching some funny baseball clips of airs, of just watching these inside the park home runs, and we probably don't have the licensing rights to broadcast that, so we decided not to. But it's hilarious to watch mistake after mistake compound, and how the schedule really plays into this concept of mistake after mistake, and slowing down is sometimes better than speeding up. Hey, Raylene in the house. What's up, Fresh? My boy, Robert Avila. Derek Underhill says, Fresh, good to see you as well, my man. And if you're just jumping on here, what up, my man, Matt Miller? What up, my man, Matt Miller? What's up? All right, so we're talking about this idea of scheduling. Matt's a guy who takes a lot of phone calls for a lot of plumbing companies and schedules those calls and has to deal with this. He has to book calls all the time. He understands the customer's need for now. He understands the customer's desire for now. He also understands the customer's willingness to wait in the right circumstances. And sometimes the businesses need to wait. We're going to get into all that. We're going to talk about that. If you've ever wondered how the companies are doing it, how they're out there crushing it with just 2 and 3 trucks, how they're crushing it with 5 and 6 trucks, how they're making more than some of the companies with 20 trucks, this is how. This is one of literally the foundation principles. This is how they're getting $10,000 to $15,000, even $20,000 of revenue out of one truck and then scaling that. then scaling that. And here's the other thing. Who thinks it's hard to make the phone ring? You know, what if I could tell you that you could grow your business without having to make the phone ring more? Not at least not right now, not initially. Making the phone ring more is not the only way to grow your company. What if I told you that? In fact, what if I told you that sometimes making the phone ring more can hurt you more than it can help you, believe it or not? We're going to talk about exactly what I mean by that, and we're going to uncover that here in just a moment. If you're new to the show, you want to subscribe to the show, you want to be something, you want to make sure you never miss another episode, type subscribe into the comments. You can also go to our Facebook page, and you can just like the page and follow the page and select to see first. I think that's one of the ways you can follow in the different settings. We got some videos coming out about that stuff. Anyways, type subscribe into the comments. You'll get a message from Messenger. You'll need to respond to that message. Once you do that, that completes the subscription. If you guys want more information about our training products, you can now go to our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, in case you're one of the people that download our podcast and listen to our podcast on a regular. Or if you're watching the show right now, you can do that. Or you can just simply type dominate into the comments. Facebook will send you a message from Messenger. You'll need to respond to that. We'll get your information. And Maggie, our service expert, growth expert here, will call you and help you understand what we have to offer and see if it's even a fit and how we can make it a fit. I mean, quite honestly, we're a custom type company. You need to be a plumbing company. I want to be clear about that. We help service plumbing companies grow in the way that they give their customers a better experience. We help service plumbing companies understand their numbers, create their price book, schedule correctly, and ultimately make healthier revenue. We do that because we believe in always be serving. We apply that through service over sales, again, resulting in healthier revenue. Revenue that you can sleep at night with, meaning that you feel good about the money you made, and it's actually healthy, as in a healthy oxygen level, and there are profits in that revenue, if you know what I'm saying. What's up, good fresh one? My man Al Sager in the house. Good to see you, brother. We're talking about scheduling. We're talking about this idea of dispatching and how do we do it appropriately. He says, 100%, the phone can ring too much. Need the techs available to get to the calls in that position. And we're going to talk about exactly what that looks like. Now, look, the three rookie mistakes. We're going to uncover number one right away. This is the first one. Well, here's what happens. First of all, let's start out by saying that we typically get in the plumbing business. We start our own plumbing business, and we get a call from a couple friends. We have some friends that need work, and of course, we do the work for them, and we start making some money. And then we try, okay, now how do I do more of that, right? So we got to make the phone ring some more. And then we start making the phone ring, and we mistake that recipe for the recipe. Like, we start thinking that getting more calls is the way to always make more money. And rookie mistake number one, booking more calls. You don't always need more calls. That's not always the answer. You need more calls when you have tech sitting, but you don't necessarily need more calls to make more money. Sometimes you need more techs to do something with those calls. Here's the thing with more calls. You know, you have to think about how everyone else operates. Okay, he says schedule the calls and the reschedule at the end of the day for the ones you see any you can't get to. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to talk about booking the right calls. We're going to talk about when to book the right calls and all that stuff. He says, just joking. Thank you. I was like, wait a minute, what? No, that's absolutely one of the biggest mistakes that you can make. But booking more calls isn't always healthy. You know, people absolutely, if their schedule is from 2 to 4 p.m. or their schedule is from 8 to 10 a.m., they've been waiting for that. And for you just to put that off like it doesn't matter is going to be, it's really going to result in unhappy customers. It's going to really result in rescheduled and unhappy customers. That's what it's going to result in. It's just not a good way to go about it. You don't have to do it that way. You don't have to live in scarcity. You're basically planning on failing by booking more calls, by thinking that you need to book as many calls as possible. In fact, I always say that when you go into your day, you need to know your capacity and what that is, what you can handle for the day. And you shouldn't book more than 50% of that for the day in advance. Let me explain that one more time. Let's say you can handle 10 calls a day. You shouldn't book more than 5 before that day arrives, because here's the reality. If people have been waiting for 2 weeks to get their plumbing fixed, they can wait 2 weeks to get their plumbing fixed. If people have been putting it off, it's not that urgent to them. And here's a couple things to understand. Number one, it's not that urgent to them now, and so you can fit it into your schedule when it makes sense. And number two, it's not that urgent to them now, so if they don't like the pricing, it's not that urgent to them now. And they can wait and get another opinion. You got to understand this concept of booking more calls will not always result in more money. One of the biggest things that I fix when I go to a company, or one of the biggest things I fix when I'm coaching a company through there, and I've seen companies literally, I'm not making this up, but I just heard a company tell me they went from $22,000 a week to $40,000 a week by simply booking less calls. They went to 40 calls a week. They were booking 50 and 60 and 70 calls a week for four texts, which ended up being too many. And I can give you the recipe for that at another time, another place. But they were basically booking too many calls, and we slowed them down and got them to the right recipe so the technician could go in and actually run the call, and they were able to get higher conversions, higher booking rates. And here's the other thing. You're not living in scarcity no more, so you're no longer just living in this fear mode. It changes your mindset. When you change your mindset, you change everything. Two people stare at a tree. One believes in God, one doesn't. And you're telling me they're going to come to the same conclusion? It's not possible. Mindset's everything. Mindset's everything. Booking more calls is a rookie mistake. Okay? Sometimes it's appropriate, but not always. My man, fresher than fresh. Joey Cisneros understands it. The dude stacks it and he gets it. I've seen his board. One call at a time. His technicians know. Sorry, Joey. That's not a secret. That's common sense, baby. One call at a time. Maybe it's an 8-hour call. Maybe it's a 10-hour call. Maybe it's a 10-minute call. You don't got to charge for every single little thing when you start operating like this. Mrs. Jones, this is the first thing I always hear from people. Oh, Fresh, don't go sell Mrs. Jones everything. She's a super old lady. Don't sell Mrs. Smith everything. Don't sell Mrs. Watkins everything. We're going to start calling everyone Mrs. Watkins. Don't sell them everything. Why? Because she's 90 years old. Well, then do her work for free if she's 90 years old. How many of your customers are 90 years old? You're marketing to the wrong people. I mean, really, if you're at a retirement home, that's all the only place that you do work for. Yeah, hook them up, help them out. Of course, then you're probably doing it for the business, and then you should probably charge. I don't know. Point is that booking more calls isn't always the right answer. The second rookie mistake that I see is booking every call. Every call that comes in, I got to book it right now. Oh gosh, I got to get it on the board. Let's move everything around. Hey, we just sold a $4,000 water heater and softener. All right, let's book it for 3 days out because we got to get to all these calls. What? Bird in the hand. You know the saying. It's like the dog that has the bone in his mouth, and then he walks up to the pond and he looks and he sees his reflection. He sees a bigger bone. So he drops his bone to get the bigger bone. They both disappear. You're going to mess around and put that customer off that's ready to do business with you right now to get to the customer that might want to do business with you one day, and they're both going to disappear. 5 calls a day at $300 a call is $1,500 a week. This is just math, everyone. So this is an opinion. This is math. We're going to read. We're going to do it together. Where'd it go? Where'd that comment go? Get that comment back. My comment disappeared. No, I need that comment back. That was a good comment. Can you find it? Do you have it? It just disappeared. Come on back. He was saying 500 a call. Basically, what he was saying, I could do dear, it is 5 calls. 5 calls a day at 300 a call is 1,500 a week. 1 call a day at 1,000 a call is 5K a week. A lot of those days seem really slow in that week, but numbers are numbers. And I would just further this more. He's basically saying that you could almost do with 1 call what you can do with 5 calls. I would even further say if you're running 2 to 3 calls, two calls on average a day, you're probably going to be at about 2K a day, 10K a week, $520,000 a year in revenue. Half of that money is going to go into running the business and into the owner's pocket. It's just the beauty of building a successful business. And rightfully so, because there's a lot of things that the company has to stand behind. But here's the really cool thing. Multiply that times 7 or 8 trucks. And what happens if you get someone in there that's a little bit better than the other guy? This is just following the system. I've heard the rumors. You know, technicians can't sell. They're not very good at getting in. You know, they just can't. They don't know how to. Not true. I watched a guy at Joey Cisneros' shop go from the bottom of the list to the top of the list by simply going through a boot camp and just getting a different mindset. Thinking about Joey, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Joey, tell me. Tell them. Tell them. Tell the world. Everyone can get better. It's not what you're telling them, it's how you're telling them. They're not able to grasp it because you're so focused on the wrong thing. It's not about getting paid for every little thing. It's not getting paid for every little minute. Okay? It's not. It's not about that. It's about going out and servicing so much. You put so much service into your community. You just pour, open the heavenly gates of service on your community, and you just dump it all over them. And what happens is it overflows back onto you, and what overflows back onto you is cash. And it's not about the money, but that's the exchange and resource in our society and the way the economy works and capitalism works and a free nation works. That's how that works. And so you exchange time and resource for time and resource. And a lot of times customers don't really have anything to offer other than the money at that time because you don't need anything really. You don't need their service, their ability. So you exchange that. This is really simple. The more service you give them, the more money you get. You can go try to service 20 people a little bit and you can do that. You could be Walmart. You could be the Walmart company. You could be the Walmart service company. You could do volume, I guess. You could be the cheap ones. You know, we just boom, boom, boom. I don't know, or you could rake people over the call. I see that motto too. One call a day, we make $300 a call, and we've put a flapper in. Shame on you. What? Shame on you. If you make your money on $300 calls that you're really not, shame. That's nothing, bro. That's not even anything to hold your head up high to and say, oh, look what I built. No, when you build something is when your customers say. It's when your customers say that. Serve the customer, serve the company, serve the community. 100%, man, because this is the stuff. There it is. Flash it up on the screen. I'm a service expert. I serve my customers. I serve my company. I serve my community. One relationship is all it takes. One relationship is all it takes. Whose home are you in? Are they a chatty Cathy? Do they talk for the whole entire neighborhood? Are they the HOA president? Are they the church member that tells everyone? Are they the person at work that tells the boss? Or who are they? And who are you helping? And who's watching? Because this is what matters. This is how you build a brand. This is how you build a reputation. Look, rookie mistake number one, booking more calls. You don't need to always book more calls. Number two, booking every call. And then here's the magic of it all. It's the last one. Now, really quick before I flash the last one up there, I'm going to say this. Booking more calls makes sense sometimes. You should be running 2 to 3 calls per tech. You should be running 10 to 12 calls per week per tech. I know if you did the math, you're like, wait, that's 10 to 15. Yeah, but it should be closer to 12. You run those calls, the tech does between $7,500 if they're on average, $10,000 if they're above average, $15,000 if they're just killing it, $20,000 and don't let them go. And that's the kind of the attitude you should have with your technicians. You put them on the right results-based economy and they will perform because everybody, it's not just about you can't just buy my sales training and sit your guys down and go, good luck. You know, you got to build the culture around it. You got to build the whole entire thing. It doesn't work like that. It's just, you know, I'm a book, right? You give your guys a book. You got to help them employ this and apply this stuff. So when it comes down to putting these guys in the right situation, you got to put them in the right results-based economy. You got to give them enough time to run the call, all of you guys are like, my guys, they just go to the shop and buy all this stuff and waste it. Well, that won't happen if they're on the right system, and they'll win when you win and they'll lose when you lose, and the customer will win when everyone wins. And then it's just automatically, naturally going to play itself out. You got to stop booking all these calls, man. It's not going to help you. You want to make more money. This is the problem. You make $5,000 a day and you think to make $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000, you book more calls. No, you do the right thing with the calls. You run the right play. Okay, once you get that mastered, then you start scaling. Then you start duplicating. Then you can add more trucks. Nothing wrong with making money or wanting more money. As long as you are serving and at a minimum providing the value you are charging for 100%. Okay, what's the last one? So the first one is booking more calls. Second one is booking every call. The last one is booking the right call at the wrong time. Rookie mistake. Booking the right call at the wrong time. Booking the right call at the wrong time. Look, I believe you can turn any call, even the odd sewer smell, even, you know, you take care of everyone, okay? Now, here's some things where I'll say, like, okay, I typically shy away from these types of calls, but it's things like, well, I try to fix it myself. Now, I will go on those calls, don't get me right. Don't get me wrong. That's the right call, but it's the wrong time. I tried to fix it myself. Right. Hey, look, I was messing around with my shower valve and it's really not that hard. I could probably do it myself. In fact, I already kind of halfway got it apart. You got halfway, got it apart. What's that even mean? Halfway means something's leaking. Halfway got it apart. Or what about this one? Hey, I had this list building up of plumbing issues in my house. I've got 12 Tupperware bowls right now, and unfortunately only one of them available for cooking. The other 11 are catching drips. I've had this problem now for the last couple months, and I've been thinking about getting around to it. And, well, you know, I was just wondering if you guys could come out and just take a look. Give me your opinion. You know, tell me what you think. Look, these are calls I'll take, but I'm not going to take it right now. Like, I'm not going to stop the press to go take this call. Like, what? No, okay, well, yes, sir, absolutely, we can get to you. Let me take a look at my schedule. Okay, tomorrow we're 50% booked out already. The next day we're 50% booked out. Looks like our next available appointment is Thursday. Well, can't you come out tomorrow? Unfortunately, we're booked out right now. You're not fully booked out, but you're booked out for those kind of calls. Just like every other business does. Southwest, go on Southwest right now. Try to find a flight from here to somewhere, and you'll see grayed out areas and see the same flight, the same seats, the same time, the same captain, the same stewardess, the same dude that's going to load the luggage, drop your luggage, kick your luggage. It's all the same people. But the $179 flight sold, the $179 price is sold out, but the $229 price is completely available. Huh? Is it a different, did they put some padding on the seat? No, it's the same seat. Oh, are we going to get there a little bit? No. In fact, you're one of the last people to get us to get us tickets. So you're probably going to sit in the back, you know, you're going to sit in the middle. You're going to sit, except for in 2020, you don't sit in the middle on Southwest. I've had this problem for a few months, but I need you out here today to look at it. Right now. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Everyone slow down. Can I pay you to come out and show me how to do it? I watched the YouTube video. I think I got it. I just need you to make sure this is the right tool. No. Text me a picture. I mean, I'm a good person. You know, I like to think I'm a decent person as much as a person can be. I'll check it out. I'll look at it through text. I'll give him some guidance. I'll even snap a picture of a Lowe's tool and text it back to him. Tell him where he can buy it and send him the Amazon link with the tracking number or the shipping, whatever. I don't, you know. But we're not coming out there today. These are rookie mistakes. I've seen a lot of companies. I've seen a lot of companies that you hear about all over the internet. Oh, these amazing companies, these people that built these huge empires and all this crazy stuff. And they're like teaching you how to do it. Here's the thing. I've seen them make this common mistake. They start to make some money. They get a couple of good sales technicians into their business who are converting and performing and killing it. Then they start financing all these trucks and wrapping them and growing and growing. And then all of a sudden something bad happens, like coronavirus or something in the past. Something bad happens and everything comes to a scratching halt. But they've got everything financed. They can't meet overhead and everything regresses. And we go, oh, no, it's because it's all built on sand. I want to help you avoid that. If you guys want more information about the training, type dominate. If you guys want to get subscribed to the show, type subscribe. Check out our channels, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. We're putting out content every day, stuff to help you guys get better at serving your communities, helping you guys get better at training your technicians. If you're a technician, I am an advocate for you. I am for you because I believe you are the first customer to the owner, and I believe there is no one more important than the customer, and this is absolutely the first thing that we talk about here on a daily. Serve, serve, serve. That's what we do. That's what we're about. That's what we're going to always be about. In fact, our entire value here is always be serving. Come straight out of the Bible. Serve your God, serve your neighbor. Love your God, love your neighbor. It's all the same. It's all about servant leadership. It's all about being the example. Be the change you want to see in the world. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for your constant willingness to join us on the show. Chime in and absolutely make the show better with all of your valuable comments. I love you, and I thank you for it. I love you guys, and as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.